Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. It is the second week of half term here. Yeah, in Nottingham, we get 2 weeks. What's that about? I feel like we've just recovered from the summer holidays and the kids are home again. Anyway, so it is half term here. And you may have seen on social media last week, I took my boys away. So this is actually the second time I've done a little bit of a holiday with my three young children. I have a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and an almost nine-year-old, nine going on 19. But yeah, so I took the three boys away. I did it back in May. I packed us all up and drove 6 hours down to Cornwall, but we were staying with family. My auntie and uncle live down in Cornwall, so the journey was tricky. But then once I got there, my auntie and uncle were there, which was lovely. However, I must admit, their house is like something off Grand Designs. It's a lot of white, a lot of glass. They don't have young children in the house, as you can tell. So that was fun and games, but it was fine and it was lovely. However, so this was slightly different. I went away with a friend the weekend before and I'd had a lovely time, and then it was coming up to half term. And you know when you do that thing, you'd be like, do you know what? It would be quite nice to take the boys away rather than, particularly with the weather at the minute. I just had visions of us being stuck in the house. And yeah, I just wanted to do something a little bit different and decided that I wanted to take the boys away. I was thinking some sort of like, you know, the lovely caravan sites or parks, something like that is what I was imagining. We live in Nottingham, so I didn't want to have to travel too far, and certainly not Cornwall. So jumped on websites and had a little look what was around. Found this amazing little lodge in the woods attached to a hotel, slept four of us. It was just perfect, basically, and it was a really good price. Like, I can't get over it, was a bargain. And I saw it, and it was just as I was getting into bed, and I was like, do you know what? I just feel like can I do this? I'm not sure. Anyway, the next morning I woke up and straight away I thought, I'll just see if that holiday is still available. It was. It had also dropped by 40 quid. So I thought, right, if I don't book it, I'm going to miss out here. And then actually I think I'll be really gutted if I don't get to do this. So I booked it without giving it too much thought. And honestly, I urge you, if you have had a thought of taking your children away, doing it on your own, whatever your position, you know, I've separated from my husband, so that's part of it why I'm taking them on my own anyway. However, I am used to the boy's dad working away a lot, so I've always had to do things with them anyway. So I am quite an independent person, so I'm quite used to taking them away. Not all three, but maybe when I had two. I've never done a holiday with them, but I would quite happily take them out to eat on my own or take them out for a day at like a theme park and stuff like that. So I've done those bits, but never a full holiday and this was for 3 nights. But if you're thinking about it, I honestly urge you, and the amount of messages I got from people saying, oh, you're brave, or you're going to need a holiday when you get back, which obviously it's all fun and games. And I did think, do you know what? I'm going to be exhausted after this, but that wasn't the case. So yes, I jumped the gun there, haven't I? I booked this little lodge. It's an hour and 15 minutes away. I also knew it was like between us here in Nottingham and my friend who lives in Skegness. So it was like halfway between. So it would be about half an hour from her. I reached out and said, if you're around in the holidays, would love to see you. So that sort of thing. So we booked it. So it was 3 nights. And yeah, we went for it, basically. Packed the two boys' bikes in the car and the pram. So as you can imagine, it was full to the brim. And then sort of shoved our little holdalls between it. I took heaters, like little electric heaters. I was a bit nervous it was going to be cold in the lodge. I didn't know how well insulated it would be. I packed fleecy PJs. We packed loads and loads of stuff. However, so we got there and it was fine and it was nice, just an hour and 15 minute journey. So that was just perfect. Got there and the boys were so excited. And do you know what? I was so pleasantly surprised by the lodge. It was so much better than the photos. They just didn't do it justice. And it was bigger and it was so warm as well. It was carpeted. It was just perfect. It was such a relief. Because I have to admit, when I was driving there, I was going through things and thinking, right, if I can't park up outside the lodge, how am I actually going to do this? How am I going to unpack three boys plus all of our stuff if we park away? We've been at sites before where the car's like a bit of a trek away and I'm thinking, how am I going to actually do this? However, we were really fortunate. It was such a relief when we pulled in. The lodge was lovely, parked right outside, got us unpacked. What was brilliant, like the little kitchen bit had this like serving hatch, which straight away Leo, the three-year-old, and Mason, my eldest, saw it as like a serving hatch at like a cafe. So they were just happy playing. They got all the like the, there was like a little stainless steel teapot and some little egg cups and bits, and they were making pizzas and they were serving out the hatch, and they were happy just to play in a new place basically. We had a bit of a walk, and then the following 2 days we met up with my friend, went for a play date with her. We went out for walks. The boys went on their bikes. We went swimming. That's a whole nother story. But we had a really good time. And I just, the whole time I kept thinking, I'm really enjoying this. I'm really enjoying myself. But the beauty of it was in the evening. So the TV had pretty much five channels, you know, like the olden days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's it. So of course in the evening there was no CBeebies and all this stuff on demand, and we didn't have Wi-Fi, and then the signal was really poor, that literally nothing would load. Instagram wouldn't load, nothing would load for the boys. So our evenings were spent, we put Rafi to bed, and then I'd just make something like pasta or pizzas or, you know, an easy dinner for us. One of the nights actually, the boys wanted cereal. My boys absolutely love cereal. They wanted cereal for their dinner. And I was like, hey, do you know what? We're on holiday. Let's do it. And I let them have cereal for dinner. I'm all for it. And we had been out that day as well, so they were tired. But we just had a really lovely time. And our evenings, we played games. We made up games of like, I wrote animals down on tickets and we folded them up, and then they had to pull them out and act them out. And of course, Leo, my three-year-old, everything was a lion. Every single animal was a lion. We did hide and seek, hiding their toys, and then they had a minute timer to go and find it. Like, just making stuff up. And I honestly feel like I fell in love with my children all over again. I wasn't distracted by all the things that I need to do. I wasn't distracted by needing to be on my phone to work. I wasn't needing to clean the house. I wasn't needing to get on top of jobs, or, you know, that time that you spend with your children where when you've got, you're sat with them, but your head is going like, after this, I need to do this, and da 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 da. And it's that constant almost treadmill of thoughts of all the things that you need to do, that almost jobs list that you go through. And there was just none of that. And it was just so nice to just switch off with, I've not done that with them for so long. And even since coming back, we've been turning off the TV in the evening. I'm playing a bit more. I mean, we still have TV, obviously. I am human. But it really taught me to just try and spend that sort of quality time with them. And we really enjoyed it. Now, like I said, I came back and I just felt like I loved it. I wasn't exhausted. I felt recharged. I felt re-energized. I adore my boys. It was just great. But as I locked up the lodge on the Friday morning, so we did three nights, and we had to check out by 9:30 on the Friday morning, which is rather early, I have to say. And I was a bit like, how am I gonna pack up, get the boys dressed, bath the boys, clean the cabin? Like, how am I gonna do all this for 9:30? Anyway, my children wake at 5, so I don't know what I was panicking about, because I think we were packed up and left about 8:15, to be honest. But as I left the lodge, I got a bit teary. I had the boys in the car and I was locking up, and I just got a bit choked, because it was almost that relief that it had all been okay and it had all gone well. And that sense of, I was proud of myself. I just felt really proud that I'd managed to do it, and that we'd enjoyed it, and it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And I was I was really proud of myself, which I think there's no shame in saying that. I think you should be. And I took a little selfie because, once again, as I always say to you, these mum milestones, which I've talked about before, take a selfie so you can look back and just remember that moment. You know, that moment I took my boys on holiday for the first time, or that moment I did the school run by myself for the first time. Whatever your milestone is, take a photo, take a little selfie just to remember that moment, just so you can look back, because there'll be days when that sort of stuff is, it doesn't feel like a mountain to climb. There'll be days when you do those things without even thinking about it, without it being a big deal. But if it is a big deal, it's okay to acknowledge that and feel proud of yourself for it, for doing it. Whether it goes smoothly or not, the fact that you're doing it is just remarkable. So while I was away, I did get a couple of messages from people saying, can you share your tips for taking the boys away and all that sort of stuff? And I was like, what are my tips for it? Well, actually, my biggest tip is, whether you're, and I mean, this is a staycation, so we were in the country, we were an hour away, we had the car, you know, but it really was home from home. If you can do it, if you can spend the day at home with your children, or if you can take your children out for a meal in a pub or a restaurant on your own with the children and enjoy that and can feel confident and capable doing that, it's pretty much the same thing. That's all you're doing. There are going to be times when you have to go through the logistics. Right, how am I going to get everyone out of the car? I've got three children. So there are times when I have to think, right, who am I going to get out first? And then, you know, how am I actually going to do this? That's fine. There are going to be moments you can do that. But my biggest tip is, it really is, if you can do it at home, you can do it away as well. You can take your children away. So that's my tip. I know it's probably not very helpful, but I think sometimes we overthink it. And this is what I urge you. If you are even thinking about taking your kids out for a meal, taking your kids out for the day at the farm on your own, taking your kids on holiday, whatever it might be, I urge you to do it and not to overthink it. Because if I'd have left that holiday book in, I would have found all the reasons not to do it. I'd have found all the reasons to talk myself out of it. When actually, sometimes just by getting on and just doing it, you have to remember that you are capable. And one of my favourite things, one of my favourite sayings is, everything is figure outable. That is one of my favourite sayings. I use it more for work, for business, when I have an idea and I need to work out how I'm actually going to do it. But it's a saying I started teaching Mason, my eldest. He sometimes worries and sometimes panics about things. And like I will say to him, everything's figure outable. We will figure it out. We'll work it out. We're clever people. We'll think outside the box. We'll find a solution. Everything is figure outable. We will figure it out. And that is something that I am learning now, particularly more recently, now that I'm having to do more of these things, these adventures with the boys on my own, is that everything is figure outable. I will work it out. So actually, my little staycation was a bit of a, not a test, but a bit of a, I wanted to just see how it was, because my aim is to one day be able to take the boys abroad. And so it just really got me thinking, you know, right, how could I do that? I'm not brave enough to take them on a plane yet with three while they're so young. But, you know, I could maybe do a motorhome, or perhaps I could drive and do the ferry to France. Or it's grown my confidence. I feel so much more confident now. Like, right, well, if I could do that, what's next? What's the next thing that I can do? And so now I'm really thinking, and I'm almost seeing it's like a stepping stone. So yeah, maybe Easter next year or something like that. Maybe I go further afield, or yeah, maybe we do go abroad, or I don't know. But it really has helped me to, it's given me a confidence boost and made me realise that, yeah, I'm capable and I'll figure it out. Another little tip of mine, actually, before I let you go, is I have on my phone a list that is my ultimate packing list. It's called the Boys Ultimate Packing List, and it's saved. It's pinned. I pin it to the top of all my lists. It has everything I could possibly need for them, because there's nothing worse than getting to a place and realise you've forgotten something. It is the list of all the nappies, all the feeding stuff that I used to need for the baby, or, you know, gloves, hats, scarves, nappies, swimming. Do I need swimming shorts? Do I need towels? Do I need goggles? Do I need armbands? Do I need pajamas, socks, pants? You know, everything, every little thing. I put it on the list, and I even added the heaters. So that was like, right, if it's going to be cold, I might need the heaters. Having something like that, feeling really prepared, is a really great way. I think the more prepared you are, the better. So having the bikes, having the heaters, even though we didn't need them, the fact that I had them just in case, and those fleecy PJs I bought, well, we ended up stripping off because we were all too hot in the lodge. How typical is that? But I really think the more prepared you are, so going through, taking the time to go through, have that packing list, and then save it for any holiday that you do with them. And just imagine your trip as, if you can do it at home, you can do it away as well. It's just, it really is exactly the same as being away from home. So I really hope that helps, because yeah, I must admit, I've loved our trip away, and it's given, like I said, it's given me a confidence boost. And this is something that I talk about. We have a course within the hub called Manifesting for Mums. And this is what manifesting is all about. It's all about setting that goal. So I knew I wanted to take my boys on holiday. I didn't know how. I didn't have all the answers. And I wasn't feeling particularly confident. The confidence comes afterwards. The confidence comes after you've done it. And like before, once I started planning it, so once I started looking on the website at what was available at the hotel, at the grounds we were staying, once I looked at what was around us, so I planned a play date with my friend, I took the bikes, I felt prepared, I started preparing, I had my packing list, I was thinking about what the weather's going to be like. Once I started taking action and preparing for it, I felt more confident. And that's where your confidence comes from, is taking action, is deciding your goal, deciding what it might be, whether it is to take your children on holiday, whether it is to start writing a book, whatever your goal might be, have your goal in mind, even if you're not feeling confident, and then start taking action, and then start making the little steps, one step at a time, because they build up, and that's where your confidence comes. And then when you do it, you'll have such confidence boost. You feel so proud of yourself for doing it. And that's just what manifesting is about. It's about deciding your life goal, whatever that might be, and then moving towards it, making that preparation. And that's really how it works. It's about, right, that's where I'm going. That's my holiday with the boys. Okay, what am I going to need? What are we going to do? Okay, and now I'll do the journey. And then I'm thinking, right, what will I do if I can't park at the lodge? Okay, I'll see if there's a member of staff, or I'll maybe lock the kids in the car while I'm unpacking the bags. You know, you go through it, and then we turn up and actually it was fine. All those things, that's when you grow with confidence. Then I took them swimming. I was thinking, how am I going to do? But I did it and I managed it. And you plan and you prepare and you start taking action, moving forward towards that goal. And then once you reach that goal, you will feel so proud of yourself. And this is what manifesting is, whether it's taking your children on holiday, like I did last week, or whether it's another life goal that you have for you, that you have for yourself. Like me, the example I give in the course is about writing my book. When I knew I wanted to write a book, I knew it would be good to write a book. However, I didn't think I was capable of doing it. So I started to take action. I started the steps for preparing for if I ever got a book deal came along. So I didn't know how you approach publishers. I didn't know how to write a book proposal, but I started preparing. So I started gathering ideas of what would go in the book. I started looking around at the books available and the style of book I wanted. So I prepared that I wanted it to be like a recipe style book. I then, because I was doubting my ability of writing, I then wrote a free ebook and sent that out to my customers. And the response I got from that gave me a little boost. So it's all those little steps of action so that then when the book deal did come through, I felt confident to write a book in 10 days in lockdown, heavily pregnant. And there you go. And that's how you do it. It's by those little steps of taking action, because the confidence isn't going to come straight away. You're not going to, don't wait until you feel confident. The confidence will come the more you take action, the more you do these things and sort of step outside your comfort zone. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope that has been helpful. Do reach out if you are thinking of a holiday or, like I said, a meal out, anything like that. They're all stepping stones. I've not gone straight to taking my kids abroad. That will come eventually and I'll let you know how that goes as well. But this was my stepping stone. This was my milestone. And oh my goodness, I feel so proud for it. And I'm feeling more confident already. I hope that helps. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.